Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. BGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Kev is under the weather today. He will be back with us tomorrow. Skip Weber is in, as usual, on Mondays. Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Today, it is the Sweet 16 of evil geniuses, supervillains, however you want to talk about it. Can be funny, can be truly scary, adventurous, whatever. Since you chastised us last time for making it too thinky.
No, I wasn't chastising. It was just frustrating that I didn't have time. You know how serious I take this.
Oh, I do.
I think I love it because I love having the discussions.
That.
It's fun.
And on the other hand, I don't know if you knew this, Wheeler doesn't prepare at all.
I know.
He literally walks in because he's so supremely confident.
Yeah, that's why his choices are always so weak.
reach over, Skip, and like, pull down his laptop screen, and you'll see he will have Googled, like, evil geniuses or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he just goes...
And that's legit. I just like having the discussion. And of course, there's always, like, most topics, there's five or six that are just obvious.
Yeah.
And sometimes I want to pick one. This is number one seed, whatever. I like to think of something that maybe nobody else
thinks
of. You
like to get
of.
The reaction.
Yeah. That's what I'm... So I try to put some thought in that. And so when you make me think really hard and I don't have any time to, it just goes, ugh.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a great topic. It ended up being fun, but I didn't get to put much time into thinking of this. So Andrew sent me the topic last night.
Okay.
So I had
plenty of time.
A lot of time. Thinking about it in the shower this morning, doing all kinds of stuff. So
what do you want to lead off with?
So the way I was thinking about it, here's the deal. Old school. Aesop's fables, Greek mythology, Middle Ages, all the fairy tales. It never seemed like there was evil geniuses there. It was always like the smart people were outwitting the powerful.
Good point.
Or the bad, okay?
Yeah.
And I think the thing that changed that, I really do, in Victorian literature was Sherlock versus Dr. Moriarty. I was trying to think of one that was older, and there may be some older, but certainly that became an iconic one. And now the opponent is just as smart, and it's a real battle of wits instead of who can shoot the fastest or shoot the furthest or whatever.
It's pretty good.
And so that's where I'm leading off, because it's kind of like it's a pretty obvious one, but I think it's kind of like a boom from here on out we're going to have a bunch of evil geniuses.
It was a sea change in the way that we consumed that sort of thing.
I mean, it's still mainly powerful versus underdog.
See, had we gone into academia like we should have, you could write a book on that.
Yeah.
Like, if we were folklorists.
Well,
I think Sir Arthur Conan Doyle
preparing a paper on just the subject.
I think Sir Arthur Conan.
People would be like, huzzah,
Exactly. Here's a pen.
I think Doyle did write some books about that, actually.
Yeah. Andrew?
I'll go Star Wars. I'll say Emperor Palpatine.
I like it.
I do too.
Who is the Emperor?
I do too.
He is the guy who is the Emperor.
Rich.
How about Plankton?
No!
Damn it.
Now we're talking.
I had him on there, yes.
I did not have him. That's great.
Yeah. He's on there.
That's great.
Him.
Let's go.
Chum.
I did not think of that either.
Plankton's in my top 10 characters.
All time. What a great voice actor.
Oh my God, he's good.
He has, I think it came out like earlier this year, he has his own movie. on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible. I watched it on my phone one night while I was doing something else. Not terrible. It's a fun little watch.
Oh, our boy Tim Robinson from I Think You Should Leave.
Mm-hmm.
His new series, The Chair Company, is on Netflix now.
Oh, is it out now?
It's on some HBO. It's on HBO.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Check that out tonight.
Check that out. Heart pick. Julie Newmar is the Catwoman.
Oh, yeah. That was the fun thing about that is I didn't know if any Batman movie villains, especially from that era, because you had every one of those villains had diabolical genius, and their henchmen were the dumbest people alive.
They didn't hire well.
Oh, every one of them was. Yeah. Whether it was Hawk and Dove from Penguin or the guys with the tigered shirts on.
You can't do better.
They're all terrible. They're the worst, dumbest people.
You can't turn some sub-geniuses. You're right.
Yeah, it's such a great formula, though.
Yeah.
Such for little kids. Man, it was great.
I couldn't stand Robin because I was so into the Adam West Batman, and he always got his ass kicked, and Batman had to come save him.
Yep.
And I was just so distracted by it. I'm just like, what are you bringing to the game here?
Exactly.
What are you adding to this? You're just extra weight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Back that's to funny. I'm going to go with Khan Noonan Singh, otherwise known as Khan.
Oh,
from Star Trek.
I didn't know his full name. Yeah. I didn't know his Christian name.
Exactly. Khan Noonan Singh.
Also,
superior
one
intellect.
Of the greatest characters.
Oh, yeah. In the TV version, too, it was great.
And in Wrath of Khan, he was not wearing a prosthetic.
Yeah.
That was his torso.
He was buff.
He was ripped.
Exactly.
Mr. Rourke was ripped.
It was body goals. And I loved his quotes.
Yes.
Everything was all from ancient Earth literature. Yeah. And then when Kirk just goes, I'm laughing at your superior intellect, nothing got him madder than that. It's great.
Love it. Love it. Andrew.
I'm going to say Vincent, which is Tom Cruise's character and one of my favorites, Collateral.
Oh,
Michael Mann's
I like that
Collateral.
Movie.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible. Tom Cruise is a hitman, and
Jamie Foxx.
He forces Jamie Foxx,
the cab driver. Yeah, okay, I remember that movie. I didn't see it, but okay.
While he tries to assassinate like five people all in one night. I can pick somebody else.
No, it's all right. If everybody else has seen it, it's.
I've seen it.
All right.
Awesome. It's going nowhere, but I've seen it.
You should check it out, Skip. All right. It's awesome.
I'll add that to my list of 700 movies I need to see.
Okay. How about The Brain from Pinky and the Brain?
I like it. Outside the box.
Yours are so good.
Was he really evil, though? Wasn't
he? Oh, yes.
He's evil.
Okay.
He wants to take over the world.
Those were, I know, but he said that, but I always liked those guys were the main characters. I mean,
Pinky,
I never really saw it, so I didn't.
He's a main character, but he's like, you can't root for him, right? Okay. He's a flawed main character. It's a character study, right? And then Pinky, of course, keeps him level.
Grounded.
Yeah, keeps him grounded. Yeah. Because, of course, you know, a lot of people think maybe Pinky was a little smarter than he looked, right? Because he was working, he was foiling the brain's schemes.
All the rest of mine are obvious. None of them are like, oh my God, like none are like Plankton.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I'll go Mr. Burns.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Back to Skip.
I thought about him, I go, is he really a genius? But you'd have to be to amass what he did. Because he didn't come from the wealth. So, yeah.
And he's definitely evil.
Yeah, definitely evil. I'm going to go with my heart pick, and that is Vizzini. You hear Aristotle, Socrates, morons.
Oh, yes. See, I don't know any of these guys' names.
Yeah, Vizzini. Yeah.
He was great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know that you know that I know.
Exactly.
Andrew.
How about HAL 9000?
Good one.
Can we count that?
Oh, yeah.
That's
a computer.
Yeah, I like it.
Can't
but
be
he's
any
smart,
smarter
though.
Than a computer. Exactly.
He's smart, though.
And I've known my whole life that HAL was a clever reference to IBM.
Right.
Because HAL is one away from IBM.
Right.
But
what?
Kubrick came out and said, purely happenstance.
Wow.
Really?
Yep. He said that told him.
He just named it after his buddy Hal.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man. That surprises me because I've known that my whole life, too. That's like, oh, yeah, so I didn't say that. That's pretty cool, you know?
Rich.
How about Marvin Martian?
Oh, yeah. You're on a roll today. That's great.
Do we call him a genius?
I mean, he has a spaceship.
That's the problem. Like, I could do Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah. I definitely agree with Marvin. And Wile E. called himself a genius, but continued to do the stupidest things.
And all of Wile E.'s...
Almost like Plankton. Plankton is smart, but most of his stuff backfires because he's stupid anyway. But I still like that. No, but Marvin, absolutely. I mean, he had all the inventions and all the stuff he would do. And just because Bugs outsmarts you doesn't make you not a genius.
Bugs is kind of the evil genius.
Yeah. Bugs is not a hero.
Yeah. Back to me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm not putting this on there, but this is a shout out to my fellow OG Skip here, Boris Bandinoff.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was
great. I mean, I'm telling you, if you ever want to encapsulate my childhood, but watch the Bullwinkle show. The humor in that is unbelievable.
It formed us.
I just don't know why it wasn't more popular. Yeah. It's so funny.
I'll go Hannibal.
I had that too.
Yep.
Very good. Surprised that one went so late.
There's a great scene in the one with Edward Norton where Edward Norton is in real time figuring out that it's Hannibal. And he said something and Hannibal says to him, "So that means you think you're smarter than me." And it was such a great moment because only Anthony Hopkins could deliver that one simple line and you know everything that's going on in his head.
Right.
It was great.
Now, do you remember the very first movie with William Peterson?
Oh, yeah.
And it was not Anthony Hopkins.
Yes.
That guy.
You know who it was? It was Agamemnon from...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From Troy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was... Brilliant
great.
Too. I mean, that was great too. That was really cool. So
I
very
loved
good,
all those.
Yeah,
I
very
really
very
did.
Good character across all of them.
Yeah.
So.
How many we need?
We need 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Each
Andrew?
One of us one more. So I'm gonna do another obvious one, and this is probably my favorite of the supervillains, and that's Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say this, but I know that most people will disagree with me, but in my opinion, the best Lex Luthor was Gene Hackman.
Yeah. He's Lex.
I love Gene Hackman as Lex.
Yeah, he's my
Lex.
When
he's normal, and he pulls his hair off at the end, I go, because you know all the comics, he was always, that was cool to me. But he was, once again, two very simpleton henchmen. He's all smart, and then, you know, Ned Beatty and Valerie Perrine are, you know, dumb as stumps, but still, just great evil.
Boy, Valerie Perrine, though.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Well, that's... He didn't hire her for her brains. You can tell that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Andrew.
How about Kaiser Soze?
Yeah, good one.
Yes, that was the other good one. That was
Unusual
a very good
suspects.
One. Very, very good one.
I'll go with Doc Ock from Spider-Man. That's my last one.
Yep. I liked old Doc Ock.
I did too.
The cartoon.
Another one. Take that
great.
Plus Bullwinkle. That's my childhood. Those old Spider-Mans.
I'm going to let you guys pick between the Joker and Loki.
I like the Joker.
I like the Joker too.
I like the Joker too.
Okay.
I like the Joker too.
Okay. Let's take a break, do you think?
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come back, more Sweet 16.
Shall I talk about E3?
Yes, please.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, BGS 424. Let's do some Sweet 16. Sweet 16 of evil geniuses, supervillains.
Real quick, did we talk about Rush touring?
I don't think we have. No.
They're just playing the Rush area. How about that?
Yeah.
Is that not
you going?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Nick and I are going to go.
Are you going to Chicago?
Going to Chicago.
So I think I'm going to go to Fort Worth.
Okay.
Because I got to fly in a way. I'm not going to drive to Chicago. I mean, I could drive to Chicago. I could drive to Fort Worth. But as many times as I've seen Rush, one thing I learned, the earlier in the tour, the better. Because Getty's voice degrades. And so I'm going Fort Worth's their second stop. So I think, but yeah, it's going to be. And their drummer.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh,
she's just a machine.
She is. She's great.
I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. So, okay, sorry.
That's okay. Here we go. Sweet 16 of Evil Geniuses. Dr. Moriarty versus the Joker. It's a tough one right out of the box.
Yeah, I got to go Moriarty.
I'll also go Moriarty.
Yep.
DM. Roger Bramby listening because we may need you for a tiebreaker. Emperor Palpatine versus Vizzini.
Got to go Palpatine.
I'm going Vizzini.
Palpy.
I'll go Vizzini.
Hey, Roger.
I can't pick between those two. I don't know the one character, Vizzini, so...
He's the Princess Bride. That's not... the guy, the Princess Bride, that says never get involved in a...
Oh, yeah, I like that one. Yeah, I like him.
Okay. There you go. Plankton versus HAL 9000.
I gotta go Plankton.
Plankton, yeah.
Plank. Julie Newmar's Catwoman versus Marvin the Martian.
Catwoman.
I could not live with myself if I did not vote for Julie Newmar at least once.
Yes. Yes. Khan versus Hannibal.
Oh, there's the toughest one for me right there.
I'll go Hannibal.
I'm going Khan.
I'm saying Khan.
Khan takes it. Just for his pecs. Yeah,
exactly.
Vincent from Collateral versus Lex Luthor.
Lex. Vincent.
Lex.
Sucks, doesn't it?
It's a good movie.
The Brain versus Kaiser Soze.
The Brain.
Kaiser.
Kaiser.
Kept me fooled through the whole movie.
Yep.
Kaiser, yeah.
Mr. Burns versus Doc Ock.
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah, Mr. Burns.
Okay, there's your lead eight. Evil Geniuses, Dr. Moriarty versus Vizzini.
Ooh.
Moriarty.
I'll go Vizzini.
Moriarty moves on.
All right, Moriarty.
Plankton versus Julie Newmar as the Catwoman.
It'd be one more Catwoman.
Plankton.
This tells you everything you need to know about me. Yeah. The sexual side of me wants to save Julie.
She's way smarter.
But the humor side of me is solidly exactly. Plankton.
Yeah, I got to go Plankton.
Planky.
I still think Plankton does too many dumb things to qualify. I'm going Julie.
All right, I'm going to send it to Roger.
Oh, I love Plankton. Sorry.
That's all right. No need to apologize.
No.
Really didn't totally see that coming.
Khan versus Lex Luthor.
Lex.
Khan.
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 From Hell's Heart, I stab at thee.
Khan. Yeah. Kaiser Soze versus Mr. Burns.
Kaiser. Kaiser.
I question the genius part of Mr. Burns a little bit, so I'm going to say Kaiser.
He's got such a big head.
Yeah, he makes up for it in evil, so I'll go Burns.
Okay, it's tied to Roger, I think.
I'll stick with the cartoons, Mr. Burns.
All right.
What
do you want to do? You want to finish this up and come back and talk about Weber?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay, final four. Dr. Moriarty versus Plankton.
Plankton.
Moriarty.
Plankton.
Plankton. I love Plankton so much.
Wow.
I
just
love
him. The Mighty Khan versus Dr. Burns.
Khan.
Dr. Burns.
Burns.
Once again to Roger.
And once again, Mr. Burns.
All right. Wow. Burns versus Plankton. Oh, I didn't even see that as a possibility.
And I'm going to go with Andrew. I kind of question both of their genius, even this one. They're just.
For this one, I'm going to go Plankton.
I got to go Plankton, too, just because I who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, I
have no
reason.
Yeah,
I got to go Plankton.
It's unanimous. Yeah. Plankton.
Plankton versus lightsabers.
I'm going anything versus lightsabers. I'm tired of lightsabers. I'm going Plankton.
It's been like 6 months for lightsabers. Yes.
All right, let's do it. Let's make it Plankton.
I'll go Plankton.
All right.
There you go. Just like that.
Sweet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.